right now, a 25 to 10. Let's see what's going on the front and back pages of the papers. On the front page of the Sunday Times, Russia accused of complicity with Syria war crime. Boris Johnson told to call off Kremlin mission. And the Sunday Telegraph, Boris, Russia must leave Syria. They've also got a grand national victory for the Gulf Widows. The Mail on Sunday says Boris the Poodle pulls out of Russia summit. Foreign Secretary Savage as he claims cancels Kremlin trip to make way for Trump's man. The Observer, Labour MPs accused of dirty tricks in the union vote. And Arthur's feet, a Scottish chaser wins Grand National. The Sunday People today, diabetics are denied life-saving operations. Sunday Express, a miracle operation has saved my sight. That's TV's Doc Cotton. The Daily Star on Sunday, TV's Fiona and Hugh on the jihadi hit list. Nuts urge to target newsreaders. And finally, the Sunday Mirror, Melby's hubby, I'll fight for the children. That's the front pages. Taking a look at the back pages, jockey Derek Fox's picture is splashed across most of the back pages of the Sunday newspapers. King Arthur rules at Aintree is the headline of the Sunday Express. Fox rode the 14-1 shot to victory at the Grand National yesterday. Fantastic Mr. Fox as the Daily Star, whilst the Sunday People say his win is even more impressive after he broke his collarbone last month. Elsewhere, the Mirror claim Arsenal midfielder Ozil is wanted by Manchester United. Jose wants Wizard of Oz is their headline, with the Portuguese boss planning an audacious move for the German international. The Mail on Sunday has a different take on it, though. Ozil pledge is on their back page, saying he's happy to remain at Arsenal whilst remaining hopeful manager Arsene Wenger will sign a new deal. The Observer go with Justin Rose after his excellent third round at the US Masters Golf. They say the Olympic champion has the mental toughness to win his first green jacket as well as his second major title. And the Sunday Telegraph says Surrey cricketer Mark Footit has boosted his chances of an England Test call. He took his 6 wickets in a devastating spell in their match against Warwickshire in the County Championship at the Oval. And there you are, you're up to date on the front and back pages of the papers.